My name is Maria.
And I'm Elvira. And welcome to
Tulin Nulin News,
a Scandinavian news program in English.
Today, our theme is water.
To start off with, we're going to give you
some random facts about water.
Did you know that 75% of your body is made from water? And did you know that around the world, 884 million people lack access to safe water? That's 1 in 8 people.
Also, did you know that 75% of the earth is water? Only 3% of that water is fresh, and only about 0.3% is available for us to drink. The rest is in icebergs and other places. Unsafe and dirty water carries bacteria, which can cause many diseases, including diarrhea. Half of the beds in hospitals are occupied by people with severe diseases caused by lack of clean water.
And did you know that every 20 seconds a child dies from water-related diseases, and 24,000 children under the age of 5 die every day from diarrhea? That makes up at least 1.4 million children who die from diarrhea each year.
Also, did you guys know that for 1 liter of bottled water, it takes 3 liters to only make the actual bottle? So by buying 2 bottles containing 1 liter each, you are actually buying 8 liters.
That's why you might consider getting a recyclable water bottle to minimize water waste.
Up next, we have an interview with a very important person. We will get back to you after the commercial break.
Goodbye!
Did you know that if you buy 1 liter of bottled water, it takes 3 liters to make the actual bottle? So you are actually paying for the bottle, which takes up almost 95% of the cost. Do you want to waste your money?
No.
Good, then get a camel bag. It's a water bottle that can be used for a long time, minimizing water waste and saving your money.
Really?
Yes, and now for an extra offer. Only $9.99. Buy a camelback today to save water tomorrow.
Hello, and welcome back to Tulin News. Our topic today is water.
And we have a special guest who has come to talk to us about this serious issue.
Please welcome Annabelle Vaname!
Annabelle has traveled all the way from Norway to talk to us about the water crisis in the world. She herself is part of a water organization called Waterways Norway, which helps to clean and ensure safe water in poor countries like India, South Africa, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and other countries in Southern America.
She has also traveled to several of those countries and has seen how they deal with it. So, is it true that clean water levels has gone down throughout the years in several heavily populated places?
Yes, sadly that is the case. Another bad thing is that the seawater levels have gone up due to global warming, so seas are starting to overflow. That's why we build dams. They are like big walls to keep the water in its place and keeping it from flooding the city. Some are built for hydroelectric power as well. If we humans don't start taking responsibility soon, we will have no planet to live on. The thing is that we humans have said for many years that water will never run out. But since we are using more and more water, in 50 years there might not be any more fresh water.
So, where is water stored, beside lakes and seas, of course? I heard it's stored somewhere under the ground. Tell us more about that.
Sometimes it is stored in something called an aquifer, which is a body of permeable rock that can contain or transmit groundwater. Then it is pumped up using pipes.
Cool.
Well, now we've heard a lot of serious stuff. Do you have anything that we could lighten the mood?
Maybe some jokes.
Go ahead, amuse us.
Well, knock knock.
Who's there?
Water.
Water who?
Water, wait to answer the door.
I have a better joke. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Please stop with the bad jokes.
That was so funny. Well, you guys guys must be wondering how to help.
Well, I am.
Me too. Doesn't the audience want to know as well?
You might as well pray.
That reminds us.
Yeah.
I close my eyes and pray.
And I pray.
No, really, guys. What can we do?
Well, we can take showers instead of baths, saving us about 30 liters of water. We could also turn the water off when we brush our teeth, saving at least 1 liter. Also, you could use plants that require less water, saving maybe 10 liters. Use a broom instead of a hose for cleaning and save 25 liters. And by doing only those 4 things in your house, you could save 66 liters a day, more than 25,000 liters a year.
Whoa, that's a lot. Remember, bit by bit, that's the trick.
Well, that includes today's show. Hope you learned something today about the most important thing in the world, in our world. Water!
See you next time on
Tulanola News!
Goodbye!
Whoa!